Welcome to the very first final siren with Duck and Oz of the Purple Rain. Oz, we've just witnessed a fantastic match, mate. The Dockers have come out and absolutely given GWS a belting.
Mate, absolutely sensational. It's great to see the boys up and about. The team song sung with vigour. As a fan, you want to see them bounce back. You want to see them have some authority. And it was just great to see the boys fly the way they did, mate.
Mate, it was fantastic. And especially after last week, you know, the injury crisis, everything, you know, coming a little bit dockery. But, mate, we turned it around. Bing, bang, bong. Mate, first quarter as well. First goal was kicked by GWS. I thought, here we go. How are we going to do this after show thing?
Yeah,
look, I'm packing it, mate. And the boys have just turned it on for us.
It was looking fairly grim early on. The media box, fair to say, was up and about for GWS, I would say. We're the only two Docker supporters in there. But soon enough, we saw what the Dockers are all about. So that's what I want to see. You know, we're talking about a fan-based pod here, and as a fan, we want to see a rebound. We want to see from last week, it was an aberration. It's not something that's going to be the norm going forward, and this is the perfect response from the boys.
Yeah, and if you, I mean, we went into detail on the pod about the game, and, you know, like, realistically, the midfield's, we did dominate in the midfield at times, and it was just those inside 50s that needed cleaning up. You know, I thought, you know, not harping on last week, but we were down a bit. This week we just turned it on, mate. Midfield in particular dominated. You're looking at David Mundy. I mean, if he doesn't get a Rising Star nom this week, I don't know when he will.
21 next week.
Mate,
21 next week.
35 disposals, 15 score involvements. The guy is an ageless wonder. And you said he turned back the clock, mate. I don't think he's ever – the clock's never gone forward. You know, it's not going forward. It's just standing still.
The DeLorean's parked over there somewhere.
Mate, Andy Brayshaw and Adam Chera continue to show how good they are. Hey, Sonny, how are you, mate?
Hey, Sonny, how are you going, mate?
You know, so Chez and Brayshaw continue to show how good they are and why they were picked 2 and 5, mate. They absolutely dominated. I thought, you know, Brayshaw in the game early just killed it in his clean hands and his clean disposal. And, mate, you know, we talk about his allergy. He had the vaccine. Yeah. He's kicking goals. And that one in particular, where he dodged around two blokes, little step and goal. Now, he may have had a little bit of blood clotting, as he may say, with the shot from goal from about 5 metres out that he missed.
Bit of a melt.
He's absolutely killing it, mate. Him and Chera. And, mate, Sarong. Oh, yeah. I tell you what.
Are you going to get to talk about that passage where he's just in a phone booth? Yeah. Boom. Hits that guy, lace out.
Yeah,
I think
fantastic.
It was Freddie. Yeah, Freddie.
Yeah, hit Freddie. Oh. Mate, speaking of Freddie, mate, I've got the Feed Freddie shirt on. Get him on. One sold during the game. That's how good Freddie's going, mate. One sold during the game. But look, the small forwards, mate, Switkowski, 2 goals, 3. I thought he, you know, he was a bit of a forgotten man of the Fremantle Football Club, mate. Out for a year with an injury.
Yep.
You know, back.
14 possessions.
Mate, killed it. Absolutely killed it. His pressure, him and Schultze together, their pressure.
The six tackles.
Unbelievable, mate.
The six tackles. I think, if I'm not mistaken, also Schultze with his tackle can out there as well. Like, both of those guys, just as a mosquito squadron, mate, it's something else. Like, you see that pressure coming at you. Oh, I tell you what.
But it's not, mate, this is the thing. It's not coming at you. It's coming from behind. It's coming side. Ooh. It's all over the place. And the speed in the forward line, mate, was electric.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got big Tabs down there, and he had a pretty solid game last week, and he's bounced back even better. I mean, a couple hit him on the shoulder, one's hit him on the noggin, but he's kicked that one in the pocket.
Falcons? Was that a shoulder or a noggin?
I it may have been back-to-back
Falcons. I reckon a shoulder.
You're giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Mate, so Switters end up 2-3, Schultze 3-2, and Freddie 1-2. So they kick 6 goals, 8 between them. You know, they turn that around, 8 goals, 6 even. Or mate, that, you know, they're kicking a little bit straighter as small forwards. And, you know, they'll probably look back and reflect and go, well, there's a couple of things that we could have, maybe goals we could have kicked. But that's the team overall, mate. 11-21.
Yeah.
I mean, flip that around, and that's probably where it should have been. But, oh, it was absolutely awesome, man. It was fantastic.
Can
to
I
see.
Throw a name in here?
Yeah, go on.
Nathan Wilson.
Back.
Nathan Wilson back. The running carry, 397 metres gain. There's a different look to this team when he's running off halfback and he's just hitting people lace out. And it's one of those sights to behold. A free-flowing Nathan Wilson. And you add on top of that Youngie and his ability to hit the bee's appendage from a mile away. And I tell you what, like, we've got some ball carriers right now. Whoa.
Mate, Young and Wilson. But we've got to talk the debutant, Chapman.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, mate. He's kicking side to 5 in the 50. Oh, a couple of people. Did he make it? Mate, that was spot on.
Yeah.
Absolute elite with his skills. Yep. His run and carry's great. He looks like a 100-game player already. Mm. And same with Young. I mean, him and Young, mate, set and forget. Halfback flankers. Don't worry about it, mate. Don't even worry about it anymore. Those, just pencil, not even pencil, pen.
Pen.
Write it in pen, mate. Type it in. Save it. Save as. Control S, mate. You know, that those guys were absolutely outstanding.
Yep.
And, you know, they continue to show some real, real growth. And I even thought, mate, Meek and Darcy, the combo.
Yeah, different look, right? Different look.
Very different look. But what it did was having Meek in the ruck and Darcy predominantly down forward.
Mm.
And we saw Switter kick that goal from a little, beep,
little
flip out the back. Mate, what that does is just allow Meek to drop back, kick behind the play, sets our structure up even more. Because if you're coming out of D50 and you look up and you see the big fella, you know,
you
see big Meeky, you're like, oi, hello.
Yeah.
So then you're second guessing. Then Switter and Schultze, bang, they're tackling. Freddie's getting in there with his pace.
Ooh.
Mate, so look, I just thought it was an absolutely amazing job by the boys. They continue to work so hard, and you could see a bit of foot on the throat mentality coming out after halftime.
Yeah.
You know, we continue to give the fans a great experience by giving GWS a little bit of a sniff going into the second
half. Is that Dockery?
It's not Dockery. It's just that the boys...
The amount of times...
It's value for money, mate. We don't want to go out there and flog a team. We want to keep the fans engaged for the whole, you know, 80
Well, it
minutes.
Helps everybody.
It does. It helps everyone.
Helps the economy.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're all about driving things forward, mate.
Yeah.
But look, another fantastic game, mate. I mean, the other guys that I think... And the tactics that I think were quite good that we talked about for a long, you know, on the pod, but Fife playing forward for pretty much the whole game.
Yeah.
Now, he's got concussed as well, maybe. He looked like... I thought there was a set... Don't know whether he got concussed or not. I think he definitely did, but that's 12 days now. Mm. So he'll be out for the Carlton game. But I actually think that, you know, young Tracy's only a young fella. He maybe comes in as a bit of a key forward. But then
he will be very hungry.
Or maybe a Sam Sturt. Very
hungry. Oh, look, Tracy, lock
Tracy,
that in.
You like
the Cyclone.
In.
I want to see the Cyclone. And first of all, it means we can get in our T-shirt.
Yep.
Let's start with that. But I'd like to see some crashing of packs there.
Well, that's it, mate. And, you know, like getting in and getting involved and, you know, like, so look, so Fife goes down and it's never, it was, you know, because within the space of 2 minutes, Conker and Cox ran into each other.
Yeah.
And that looked like they were both dead for a second. Then Conker's got up and given his arm a bit of a wing. I thought he played a great game again, Conker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm biased. I love Conker. I'm sorry, TC boy.
Well, it's
he's in
is,
my
mate.
Home room. I love him, you know.
But Conks and Coxie got a bit of a corky, but they'll be right to play next week. But, yeah, Fifey's got the 12 days off, mate. So, look, it's going to be interesting. He's obviously a big hole to fill.
Well,
but he did play predominantly forward, and I thought, you know, the midfielders are ready to roll again.
What I was going to say was we actually proved today that we can actually cope. Our midfield engine room is there for all in sundry to see.
Yeah.
Like, the engine room's ticking over without Fife going through there. So that's, you know, that's proof that we can do that. So it's just a case of the forward structure now.
Well, now it's another forward down, isn't
it?
And, you know, like it's who could we afford to lose? Any forwards? Like, no.
Nah.
I mean, that's the thing. But hopefully the Mosquito squad continue to grow.
Look,
you know?
I hope so. Oh, look, before I forget, can I quick shout out to Chera, 558 metres gained.
Shout out to him, mate.
Yeah, shout out to Chera.
Cheers, bud.
Shout out, cheers. Well done.
Look, mate, the other stuff that I want to talk about that I noted down during the game, look, I really think that someone like a David Mundy, we've got to go back and talk about him, mate. Okay, because I'm of the opinion that this is a guy who, when he did go forward, he looked a little bit lost. It sounds weird, and every time Fife went down, like I'm talking throughout the last couple of years, every time Fife's gone down a bit, maybe he's injured. Maybe he's, you know, whatever's happening, he's floated forward.
Yep.
Mundy's really stood up.
Yeah.
You know, and you can look back at a couple of derbies a couple of years ago, you know, when he was out for a couple of weeks last year as well. Mundy stands up every time Fifey's out.
Yeah.
And the fact that Fife wasn't in the midfield and Mundy's the bigger body. But I just thought that midfield, if you look at that, now we know Dave's not going to be around forever. You know, he could be.
Questionable
how long
questionable.
He keeps going for.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about this before. I was talking about it with my mate saying, look, you know, you draft Chair and Brayshaw because you think, no, it was me and you before.
Yeah,
you are one of my
right,
mates, but
yeah.
That's all right.
You know.
But no, but we draft Chair and Brayshaw because we think David Mundy won't continue to go on forever.
Yeah. But he keeps going.
He just keeps, this is the problem, mate. Well, no, it's not a problem. It's a good problem to have. But, you know, when he's having, what is that, 35 touches and 15 score involvements, and he looks as good as he probably did, you know, from 2013.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he won't have those, you know, he's not going to have, we're not expecting David to do this every single week, you know, Mundy to absolutely churn it out. But he'll be good, mate. He'll be good and he'll continue to grow. And, you know, I'm talking like he's like a 30 game player. Like, you know, Mundy, continue to grow. But, I mean, dead set, mate. He may play 400.
Yeah. That's like, very possible.
I don't see...
Keep fit. Could definitely keep rolling on, absolutely.
Yeah.
Look, I think one thing that I want to talk about very quickly is the model of consistency. So, and it's something that, you know, I'm sure JLo will talk to the boys about, but it's all about finding that trend line, yeah?
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to go making sure that... Oh, here we go. Hey, how are you going?
I might take these headphones off.
Beautiful.
All right. How you going, Andy?
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you. How you going, mate? Good work. The tackler's in the house.
Mate, fantastic. What a game.
Yeah, it's a great win. Far out. That's so good to sort of get that reward for all our hard work this preseason.
Now, just a couple of, like, so these guys have said to us, they're just going to pick something random. So I've written down some pretty generic questions, mate. What was it like around the club last week? You know, you start the game against Melbourne. I thought you guys were right in it and you had a fantastic game as well. But just that link into the forward line, how did you feel around the club this week? What was the buzz like? What was going on?
It was really frustrating at first. You know, we'd worked so hard in the preseason to work on that mid-forward connection. And then to have that result round one, it really did hurt. But, you know, we reviewed that a couple of days after the game. And then moved straight on to GWS. Had a few focuses in mind, and today I think that really showed. So I think we were able to turn around really well halfway through the week.
Yeah. Look, one of the things from a fan's perspective that we talk about is that efficiency inside 50 and hitting key targets. And it looked like, you know, today you were just a little bit more switched on. But I guess my understanding of elite athletes is you always have the mindset, you know, to perform to your best. So what was so different from today as opposed to last week where it looked like the links were better, et cetera?
Yeah, round one, there's obviously a lot of nerves. We had a few blokes that playing in the group for the first time. I know Heath Chapman debuted as well this week, but I think we just settled down a little bit more this game. Yeah, like I said, first game, round one's always really hot and contested, and I think we were just a little bit off when passing into the forward line. We obviously worked on it a lot this week, but it's something we've been working on all pre-season. So
yep.
I think it was just a better reward for our effort this week, for sure.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And your game individually, mate, you've taken it to the next level. Oof. My older brother sent me a message, goes, too early for Brayshaw for Brownlow. Like, oh, mate, it's not a bad one to have a little sniff at. But, mate, what have you done over the off-season to take that game to the next level? Because we knew you had it in you. It's just, so what have you been doing?
Each year I'm obviously trying to build my game. I went back to Melbourne for Christmas and then had a lockdown period when we came back to Perth, and we had a group of about 12 or 13 boys that were quarantined from the group, but we got to train in that little segmented group, and I think we really had high standards training in that group. Adam Chera, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, these sort of guys that had been stuck in Vic and then had 2 weeks together to do our own sort of mini pre-season. And I think that sort of set the standard for us in terms of our work rate, our extras, everything we've been doing this preseason. So a few things in particular, probably body work around stoppage, working really hard to be as fit as I can so I can spread around the ground, and then just been working on my on-the-run goals as well, which has come through a few times this year, which is great.
You're sensational. Now, there's been a bit of a lighthearted moment with the pod where we talk about, is Andy allergic to goals? You know, he runs in, he goes left, he goes right, and then all of a sudden you found the hay fever tablets, mate. You're pinging them from everywhere. I love it. Have you been working on your set shots? Have you been working running in? I mean, talk to us about that.
Yeah. As a midfielder, you want to be good at contests. You want to be good with your spread. You also want to be able to go somewhere else and play another role. Predominantly, that's probably been wing for me over the last few years, and this year we're trying to really spin a few of our mids through forward. Fifey obviously played a fair bit today. Caleb, Chez and Dave are all able to do that as well. So I've been trying to work that into my game just to take the game on when I've got an opportunity, you know, pin the ears back and go for it.
Oh, yeah.
So I've had a few chances this year and I've just gone for it. And, you know, it's just some extras after training with blokes like Caleb and Adam. We've all been practicing it, so it's good to see it come through this week.
And how's that relationship go with, like, Chez, you and Sarong? You can really see, like, this is a group that can just take us to the next level. I mean, you played against a pretty good opposition today and absolutely take them to the cleaners. I thought you guys were probably, if not a little bit ahead last week. You know, we just couldn't convert our chances. But, you know, how do you feel about those two guys? And is there any hard word on Chez being like, mate, sign that contract, but I've signed up. Can't get around it.
It's an awesome feeling to know we can play Nath forward and still sort of win that contest inside. Yeah. So it's been something we've been working on. JL's put a lot of confidence in us three and Dave as well to to be able to let Nath go forward and kick snags, which is always a good thing. But yeah, they're two of my best mates at the club. We pretty much do everything together, and yeah, I'll definitely be trying to get in Chess's ear to race on.
Hey, look, lock him in. I think I'd love to be able to ink something here today, but you know, obviously we'll,
we've got a pen and paper.
Go, mate, yeah, so. Look, we're armed.
Now the young fella David Mundy, mate, just absolutely dominate again. Do you just look at him and go, well, I guess I've got to keep playing till I, like, what am I going to do when I'm 35? You know,
I mean, he's an amazing player, such a good leader on field as well, and just a ripping bloke as well. So. Yeah, he directs traffic. I said it in the post-game interview on the track, but yeah, he's pretty much just the captain of the midfield, I guess. When Nate's going forward, he's just telling me, Chez and Caleb where to go, and yeah, it's so handy to have him there. And yeah, he's running around like he's 19, 20, so it's a good feeling.
Look, I'll tell you what, having you in the leadership group as well, that must be a pretty cool opportunity for you to sort of just use your skills. I mean, you obviously exude leadership. So yeah, talk us through that. How are you finding that?
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting it, to be honest, this year. It's something I've sort of wanted to get into leadership group down the track. And then the boys just backed me in. I think it's coaches and peers voted me in. So pretty stoked to get the opportunity.
Yep.
And I've just been trying to sort of build on my, I guess, on my relationships in terms of having the harder conversations with bloke.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a get-around guy, try and, you know, bring positive vibes, and now I'm just trying to tweak a few things and be able to have the harder conversations with blokes, which is really challenging, but it's a lot of fun to try and build on that side of your leadership, I guess. And Nath, Dave, Reece Conker have all been really huge in that asset for me, for sure.
Yeah,
awesome. And the big fella, Lloyd Meek, mate, two really good games, and today in particular, really good again around the contest. Well, how good is it having two big guys in there that can just, you know, Meeky might be down a bit, big Hodor Darcy comes in, mate. You know, like, how is that with those two guys and them being up and about now?
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. Sean's been really dominant for a young player for the last few years. And Lloyd's always been working super hard for his chance. And he's pretty much stepped into the team over this preseason, and he hasn't taken a step backwards. He's earned a lot of respect. He works so hard on his craft, on the track, in the gym. And to see him come in and play really solid games preseason and then rounds one and two really step up. It's just a great feeling. It's a credit to how hard he works.
Yeah. Now, obviously, the Bash brothers, Ryan and Cox. Now, true captain would get around his teammates by buying a good shirt from the Purple Rain podcast. But look, very quickly, like, seeing those two guys, the way they read the flight, that, you know, fearless and so forth, that's got to be quite inspiring too. And, you know, the boys getting around that. I can see that it sort of lifts the team when, you know, it goes back and then you see Ryan going back with a flight and just gets absolutely smashed and then bounces up with the ball. Oh.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we saw it a lot last year, and they've seamlessly sort of transitioned into this year as well. You know, if it's a one-on-one contest, Luke and Coxie are just going to go back, give it their all. And yeah, when you see him go back with a fly like that, it gives you a lot of confidence to keep pushing, keep working. It just brings the energy up. So those two have been outstanding for us, I think.
Excellent.
Fantastic. And big game next week against Carlton. No Fifey, most likely, with the concussion. And, mate, so you guys just keep going again.
Yeah, that's it. We'll review this game on Tuesday and then, yeah, look towards Carlton. Definitely want to get another win on the board, and it's another away trip, so got to buckle down and get to work.
All right.
Yeah, fantastic. And last question from me, mate. Any potential changes that you foresee next week? Some couple of cats maybe here and there sniffing around the edges?
No, I don't really think there'll be too many changes. I think we're pretty happy with where we are.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. All right, cheers, Andy. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Cheers, appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Thanks. See you later. That pretty much wraps up the first show, mate. We're right on about 20 minutes. That's what
Beautiful.
We want to do. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Each home game, after the game, we're going to be in here in the change rooms. I've kind of been looking this way, mate. So I don't.
I've been looking at you.
So
I don't look at the camera. So this is going
to
be.
We need to look at the camera more.
Okay,
I think.
Yeah.
No, maybe. But look, yeah. Guys, join us every home game. But guys, remember, we are the Purple Rain. We're at Purple Rain 95 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the Purple Rain 95 on TikTok.
Yep.
Whoever's got Purple Rain 95, just give it to us on TikTok. I don't know who's got it, but I want it. We record every Monday afternoon, our show, Purple Rain. Look it up on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're on.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. All right, see you guys.
Get around us.